In recent years, lawmakers have proposed several bills allowing the state to take over management of Wyoming's abundant federal lands, like its national forests, parks, and Bureau of Land Management areas. As Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, this week, legislators looked at yet another bill, this time proposing to amend the state constitution to allow public land takeovers.
The idea of turning public lands over to the state has raised the hackles of a very diverse group of people. At a recent anti-land transfer rally in Casper, hundreds of hunters and outfitters crowded together with environmentalists and bird watchers. Then, on Wednesday, people turned out in droves at a Federal Land Resources Management Committee meeting in Riverton, too. Dan Smitherman is the Wyoming representative for the Wilderness Society.
They kept bringing in chairs, and in fact, there was still standing room only in the room whenever they got down to business.
And he says that's surprising since the constitutional amendment was tacked onto the agenda at the last minute.
We became aware of this draft constitution amendment, probably 7 or 8 days ago. It just kind of popped up on the radar.
Originally, legislators were only going to look at a new report they'd commissioned for $75,000, looking at the feasibility of such public land transfers. And the committee did discuss that report, conducted by Y2 Consultants from Jackson.
I think we did come to concurrence that there is some stuff in that report that was pretty sage advice.
That's Bags Senator Larry Hicks, who sits on the committee. He says the report's conclusion is that a land takeover might not be a good idea for Wyoming in tight economic times.
One of them is that it's not in the best interest of the state of Wyoming to try to assume management of those public lands on a broad scale.
The report also said that if Wyoming took over public lands, they'd still have to implement all the same federal laws and take over defending those laws in court.
So we just become a middleman.
The report advised the state to try co-managing public lands instead, using one of the many collaborative programs already available, like the Wyoming Public Lands Initiative that helps locals turn their concerns into legislation. But Hicks says the fact that such programs are necessary is a sign that federal management isn't allowing for enough local input in the first place.
A lot of the western states want the transfer of these lands is because the current model is not working for everybody.
And Hicks says several of those states are working with the American Lands Council, a Utah group trying to find a legal way to take over public lands. That'll be tricky, though, according to a committee of western attorney generals who released a report last month saying the constitutional laws that protect public lands into perpetuity are foolproof. Hicks says that won't deter states from trying, though, and Wyoming needs to prepare itself. He says the proposed amendment would allow the sale or swapping of lands, but only as long as there's no net loss in value or size of those lands.
It could be a Supreme Court decision that comes down and says under the equal footing doctrine, the federal government must transfer those lands to the states. So whether we pass the constitutional amendment or not, it's important for the people of Wyoming that we have a discussion on what that may look like and what the people of Wyoming want now to guarantee those opportunities in the future.
The equal footing doctrine could be used to prove that western states should have the same proportion of public lands as more densely populated eastern and midwestern states. Wyoming is 46% public lands. As an example, Kansas is less than 1%. Hicks says the goal of the amendment is to make sure Wyomingites never lose access to their public lands. But Wyoming Outdoor Council's Stephanie Kessler says a constitutional amendment is going overboard.
We have tools now at hand to improve some of the issues that have been identified with federal lands management, and we need to invest in those first before taking what we think is an extreme step and unnecessary with a constitutional amendment.
The Federal Natural Resources Management Committee plans to meet again to continue the discussion on the proposed constitutional amendment on December 14th in Cheyenne. To read the amendment, visit wyomingpublicmedia.org. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.